WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Chinese spy balloon shot down last week wasn't the first to fly over the U.S., wasn't even the second. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says China has flown 4 balloon surveillance missions in recent years.
For classification reasons, I'm not going to be able to go into a lot of details other than these 4. Are the ones that we assess went over U.S. soil.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. assesses the balloon is part of an expansive surveillance program. President Biden hitting the road in Wisconsin just a day after his State of the Union address.
There's nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. And it's my hope we're going to find enough Republicans who want to do that.
The president next travels to Florida tomorrow. The number of dead from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now risen to more than 12,000 people. Disney CEO Bob Iger has announced 7,000 layoffs in the company's earnings call. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pushing for fighter jets on a trip to London. Senate Democrats calling on Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz to appear before a committee next month for a hearing on compliance with national labor law. At issue, concern over how pro-union workers are being treated. In a wide-ranging press conference ahead of the Super Bowl Sunday, NFL commissioner confronting game safety.
Roger Goodell telling reporters the NFL is doing a better job dealing with concussions and that, yes, numbers have gone up. He said that's partly because they're looking for more concussions and diagnosing them now.
We had, I think, an increase of 17% of evaluations. So if you have more evaluations, you're going to have more concussions.
But he said more work needs to be done to take the head out of the game, including new helmet technology to prevent injury. Alex Stone, ABC News.
CVS Health will spend more than $10 billion to buy Oak Street Health, which runs clinics that specialize in Medicare Advantage patients. Andy Field, ABC News.
People do some
Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north. Wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today following up last night's State of the Union speech.
Unemployment rate is 3.4%, a 50-year low. Gas prices are down more than $1.50. We're going to make sure the oil companies start playing their honest role. It's going to go down further. Inflation has fallen 6 months straight. Inflation is coming down. Take-home pay and workers is going up slightly. Manufacturing is rebounding.
He visited a union apprenticeship training center near Madison to highlight his jobs and economic plan. Governor Evers says the murder of a Milwaukee police officer yesterday was due to a failure to address gun violence. Republicans blame Milwaukee's approach to crime. In sports, Marquette lost to UConn last night, 87-72. Tonight, the Badgers try to get back in the win column at Penn State. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat, I
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
And 694, more at croonersmn.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cook, Hidney Cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we talk about the news and the news you don't hear anywhere else. And we have an event coming up on the 14th here in Minnesota. And we're going to have the executive director, Nicole Matthews, on that works with the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, along with Miss Crow, who's her engagement specialist. So it's going to be a jam-packed show, Ogama. We'll be finding out what's going on with the march and what's happening. And so we're really excited to have Nicole on. It's been a long time. And Ogama, Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, has been a supporter of Native Roots Radio from day one. So we're really excited to have her on tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited for her and their engagement specialist, Nadia Medicine Crow, and to talk about the important, I don't know what you want to call it, because it's the first one that they've had. They have an MMIWR, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives March, every year. And for the past 3 years in the Twin Cities, they have not been able to have this march in person. They did two virtual ones that actually Native Roots Radio helped with a little bit. And then after that, they actually, I think, canceled one last year. Is that right?
Yeah. These last 3 years have been a blur. But I know prior to COVID, it was really cold and it was unbelievable. And there was a couple thousand people there, and it was at the Indian Center, which in Minneapolis, which is being remodeled and won't be around for another couple years or a year and a half, I heard, and I've driven by that. But yeah, I will have to ask Nicole.
Yeah. And I mean, this will be the first year that it's back after COVID to have this march through the streets of the Twin Cities. And the march is going to be starting again February 14th. And it starts with speakers at 11 a.m. And then the march begins at noon. And they're leaving from East Phillips Park on 17th Avenue in Minneapolis. Minneapolis, 17th Avenue South in Minneapolis. Everyone is welcome, and they are going to have ASL interpreters on site. There's going to be speakers, lunch, informational tables, and a lot more. And the march is for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, boys, LGBTQ+, Two-Spirit, and transgender relatives, because those relatives are continuing to be either missing and uninvestigated or murdered and uninvestigated. And it's important to take time and take that day of action to do that. And there's events all over Minnesota and all over the U.S. for that National Day of Action for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. So wherever you're listening from, take a look online, see what you can find in your local community, and tune in for that.
What's really interesting, and I know you have news, Ogama, but what's really interesting is that there's people from all over the country that comes to this this rally in March. But we'll get into that with Nicole, and why don't you knock off the news that you don't hear anywhere else here on Native Roots Radio. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry. That's all right. I wanted to check in here with MN350. Robert, MN350 is a great sponsor of ours, and they're having caucus training in Minneapolis tomorrow because apparently this fall, every city council member in Minneapolis, Minnesota is going to be up for re-election, and most of the candidates will be seeking their party's endorsement via the caucus process. And candidates pay attention to what the delegates of the caucuses care about. So you can learn how to participate in your precinct caucus and become a delegate to help candidates focus on passing climate and equity plans in Minneapolis. That training is going to be online February 9th, 2023, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And I do believe they're going to have another one next week, possibly on the 13th. I'll have to double check that. But go to mn350action.org and go to the events page, and you'll find the events there. That's a really good way as a Native person, as an ally, as a somebody who's concerned about the environment and what Minnesota is doing to help the environment, to figure out how to get involved in the political process and make some difference there. And I did just verify there's also caucus training in Minneapolis on February 13th, 2023, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., also online and available at mn350action.org under the events tab. And there is an event that kind of ties in with that on February 15th, the day after the MMIWR March. And that is the Rise and Repair Rally for Indigenous Rights and Climate Justice. That is at the Minnesota State Capitol. And we'll be probably hearing more about that later on, what happened with that rally and what everybody is doing over there. And it's going to be really exciting to see people encouraging our representatives to take action with the massive budget that we have to play with here in Minnesota. Right, Robert? We've got a really big budget overage here, and a lot of people are starting to really get involved in politics now that there's money possibly for the things that they care about.
Yeah, exactly. $17 billion. And also, just want to give a quick shout out, Ogama, to the election also is in St. Paul City Council. And in my area, we have a person running for the first time that'll be in St. Paul, a BIPOC person. So we'll have her on the show, too. It's pretty awesome. And then, excited. And then we're in Wisconsin, too, because we have the big coverage in Wisconsin with Civic Media Network. We will be getting the candidates from that are running for the Supreme Court on Native Roots Radio. So we're excited to talk to them and vet them out, because it's a important time, and states need to protect women's rights. And we can go on and on about that, but you get the drift.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival. That is an annual thing that's happening, and it's going to be its 20th annual, I believe, for 2023. And it's got a diverse selection of films, and they're shown at the historic theater in Missoula, Montana, called the Wilma. But one of those films that is going to be there is about Minnesota artist from Red Lake Nation, Jonathan Thunder. Documentary is called Jonathan Thunder, Good Mythology, and it's directed by Sergio Rapu and produced by Sergio M. Rapu. And it's about 15 minutes, and it follows the Anishinaabe artist Jonathan Thunder as he dives into his inspirations behind his surrealist paintings and animations. And it's really exciting to see that he's going to be a part of that film festival. And there's also quite a lot of other indigenous and wonderful diversity lined up for these films that are coming through. So if you have time, you can go to bigskyfilmfest.org and select a category, or just look at all of the 2023 selections. And you can also buy a virtual ticket to watch it online. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I do have another thing in the world of media. Resolution Pictures out of Montreal now has a drama called Little Bird. And it is about the 60s scoop, Robert. It's about a woman who was abducted during the 60s scoop in Saskatchewan and adopted by a white family. And she thinks she was okay until she's suddenly in her 20s and about to get married and the PTSD hits her. So
wow.
That's being screened overseas in London. But I don't have any info yet on when we can see it here in the U.S. So I'll follow up on that soon.
Hey, thanks, Ogama. Up next, we're going to be talking to the executive director, Nicole Matthews, of the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Oh, wow.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Metro State University invites you to explore how to grow your knowledge and advance in your career at their graduate program's preview day, Saturday, February 11th. Learn about more than 25 master's degrees, graduate certificates, and doctoral degree programs. Meet our extraordinary faculty and discover resources available to help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/previewday. Change the world your way. Metro State University.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Winona the Duke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show was brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, who we have guests here for today.
Exactly, Ogama, exactly. We're really excited to have Nicole Matthews on. Nicole, we haven't had you on in a long time, and then you have Miss Crow with you, who's your engagement specialist, and I'm ready to rock and roll the rest of the show with you guys and talk about your organization and the event that's coming up. So again, welcome you two.
Thank you so much. It has been a while since we've been on here, so we're excited to be on today. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, you have a new engagement specialist. I wonder if you'd want to, like, introduce her while we get going here, and so we all can have a talking circle here on the radio. Oh, hoo.
Absolutely. You know, MUSAC has grown a lot in the last 2 years during the pandemic. We have grown to, we have about 15 staff right now. So, and one of them is Nita Medicine Crow, and she is our community engagement specialist to really help us push some of these community events, like the event we have coming up next week that we're going to talk about. So I'm going to let Nita give a little introduction.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here. My name is Nita Medicine Crow. I just started with MUSAC probably in September, after Labor Day in September is when I started. So I'm pretty new. I'm Crow Creek, Dakota. I was raised here in the Twin Cities area. Actually, I was born here in Minneapolis and then raised in foster care away from the Twin Cities there for a little bit and then came back around. So it's been kind of full circle for me. So it's really good to be in this position, helping out and in this role, and I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to just help out. So appreciate you guys.
That's awesome. Nicole, we have probably, I don't know, a couple of years since you've been on. And first of all, I want to just say Pini Gigi for all the years of support from day one, 6 years at Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition has helped us out in various ways and kept us on the air. And I just want to give you a quick shout out to that. And also, you know, talk a little bit about your organization and how long it's been around. And, you know, everywhere I turn when I talk to young natives, or just today too, I was having lunch with a young native. I told them that you were going to be on, and they knew all about you and had been to some of your not only events, but training. And that's one of the important things I'd love to talk to you too about tonight too, along with the big event.
Yeah. So the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition is, we just celebrated, our 21st year. So in, March will be my 21st anniversary at MUSAC. But we are a statewide tribal coalition. We started as a statewide tribal coalition working with the 11 federally recognized tribes in Minnesota and our urban Indian populations on addressing sexual violence. And that's really the roots of what MUSAC is and how we started. And then we started to learn and hear a lot more stories about sex trafficking and about our missing and murdered. And we did a research project several years ago now on the prostitution and trafficking of Native women and girls in Minnesota. So we interviewed 105 of our sisters here on their experiences, and that really shaped and informed our work around sex trafficking. So we now have a very large national tribal technical assistance and training project. So we work with tribal communities, tribes, and urban Indian populations across the country in the lower 48 and in Alaska on addressing both sexual violence and sex trafficking. And, you know, one of the things that has been great, since we all got moved into a virtual world in the last 3 years, was that we were able to reach a lot of people with our 40-hour sexual assault advocacy training, which means a lot more Native people and a lot more people that are serving Native victims got trained on how to provide advocacy and even what they can do with their, you know, to provide advocacy with their own relatives, because most of us know someone, love someone who's been impacted by sexual violence.
Yeah, you know, and it's so important, and, you know, I want to celebrate your organization and celebrate what's happening here on the 14th, but, you know, there's all these little hidden secrets that are going on within even our nations, and we just had a person who was finally arrested, and it's just amazing that, you know, your organization helps us talk about these things, and they need to be talked about, Nicole.
They do, and they're hard conversations because, again, most of us have personal experiences, right? So they can be really challenging conversations to have, but they're important because they've They've impacted all of us. When we look at historical trauma, the roots of, you know, sexual violence are all within, you know, the trauma that we are all healing from, that our communities are healing from. So we have to have those conversations, and we have to have healing. And, you know, like this case, we have to have justice too. And justice comes in many forms, but it's important.
Right. And, you know, I think too, what I see on social media too is like, you know, we get victim blaming, and we got to get away from that. And I know your organization works really hard with, if there's a blame, to put it on the right people, you know. And so I'm kind of personally sick of seeing victim blaming, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And we have certainly seen it. And, you know, we've had there's been very recent incidences where we've seen, you know, people that have been blamed because they were drinking. And, you know, well, you know, maybe someone, if someone is trying to live a sober life, and maybe they went out drinking, like that's one thing, but nobody is ever to blame, regardless if you're drinking, regardless what you're wearing or who you were with or what you were doing. Nobody should ever be blamed for the violence that's perpetrated against them. That's not where the blame lies. You can take accountability for maybe drinking if you were trying to be sober or living a sober life. But that's different than being, you know, we shouldn't be blaming someone for being victimized that way.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Nicole, I don't know if you see the question up there. Can somebody, you know, one of our great listeners, not from Minnesota, be trained? We have people all over Turtle Island now listening, and we're live on 11 stations in Wisconsin in the Civic Media Network. So we've really blown up thanks to your support all these years. And you can maybe explain what you do nationally. And also, I can't wait to talk about the march, too, because we have people all from all over the country coming to your march.
I'm so excited. It's the first time we've had one in 3 years, so I'm excited to be in person again. Yes, so we have been doing virtual 40-hour sexual assault trainings, and I am guessing we will have some in the works for this year. I don't know when they are being planned yet, but we have had people from all over the world, actually. We've had people outside of the United States that have joined our 40-hour sexual assault advocacy trainings. But in addition, through our national technical assistance and training projects, that is another way to connect with us. If you want us to come in and to do trainings in your community, whether it's an urban Indian community, whether it's a non-Native community and you're working with a high Native population, or whether you just want to learn about, you know, how to serve the community, cultural sensitivity, we're happy to work with you. So, you know, certainly reach out and contact us, and we're happy to find the best fit for how to ensure that you can receive that training.
Wow, this is exciting having you guys on. We only have like a minute left in the segment, and I want to jump into the day that on the 14th and where, who, what. And, you know, we have every year you have this great group from Illinois, from Chicago come in, and the great speakers, and just give everyone a big, nice picture of it. And it's open to the public, and we want all our friends out there listening are welcome to come. And so I can't wait to really talk about that with you and Nadine, and talk about what's coming up, because again, it's been 3 years. I can't believe it's been 3 years.
It has been 3 years. Our last one was right before the world shut down. Nita, I'm going to turn it over to you to let you talk about what's happening. She just got off a call with the Lieutenant Governor's office, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Right on.
Yeah, sure. Real quick. I know we have limited time here, real quick. But yeah, it's going on. It's actually at East Phillips Park address, and that is 2307 17th Avenue. So there might be some confusion on that out there in the community. So I just want to make sure that's everyone has the right address. And then, yeah, we're starting and we're going to be ending there. We have, let's see, what are the main points of logistics here? We're having gatherings, do the box lunch style food. So because we're aware COVID is still going on in the community, pretty similar to the previous years. And then, yeah, it's going to be a good gathering.
We will have, so the Lieutenant Governor will be there speaking. We have Senator Kunesh, Representative Keeler will be there. And we always leave space for an open mic for survivors and victims and families to come up and to talk and to share their stories. Please bring your posters. And we want to make sure that, you know, we all are in the streets and raising awareness about this issue. So we're excited to see everyone. Please come and join us.
Yeah, well, let's dig deeper into that on the next segment, you two. Sorry, I didn't mean to hurry up there, because I think it's a, I hate to use this word glorious, but it is a glorious event, and it's so great to see leaders and people. And there's also, you know, the calling out of our missing relatives, too, that's very, very heavy. So we'll talk more about that when we get back. But, hey, I am here with some dudes.
A progressive voice.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Chinese spy balloon shot down last week wasn't the first to fly over the U.S., wasn't even the second. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says China has flown four balloon surveillance missions in recent years.
For classification reasons, I'm not going to be able to go into a lot of details other than these four are the ones that we assess went over U.S. soil.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. assesses the balloon is part of an expansive surveillance program. President Biden hitting the road in Wisconsin just a day after his State of the Union address.
There's nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. And it's my hope we're going to find enough Republicans who want to do that.
The president next travels to Florida tomorrow. The number of dead from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now risen to more than 12,000 people. Disney CEO Bob Iger has announced 7,000 layoffs in the company's earnings call. This is ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. In the race for the 8th Senate District being vacated by Senator Alberta Darling, three Republicans are facing off in the February 21st primary. A national Republican group working to support re-elections of GOP members who voted to impeach former President Trump is out with ads criticizing State Representative Janelle Branchon. Branchon used her position on the Assembly Elections Committee to promote baseless conspiracy theories about the Wisconsin election system. She is facing State Representative Dan Nodal and Thiensville Village President Van Motley in the February 21st primary. The winner will go on to face Jody Habesh-Sinikin of Whitefish Bay. President Biden stopping in Wisconsin today at a training center north of Madison, highlighting his jobs plan. The president delivered the State of the Union address last night. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. That's Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I am here with Aneta Medicine Crow and also Nicole Matthews. And we are talking about the event that's coming up on the 14th. Aneta, do you think you could talk a little bit more about that? I didn't mean to rush you guys off the show here. I wanted to, we're keeping you on the whole show. No, I'm just kidding. But we're keeping you on at least another segment. And we want to talk about how exciting the event is. Like Nicole said, there's speakers there, but there's also so much seriousness. It's always good to see our relatives, but there's also a big serious part of this whole march.
Yeah. No, I thought I didn't know it was going to commercial. So, but yeah, okay. So let's focus on the planning of that. It is serious, and it's remembering and honoring our relatives, and it's been really great just helping out and learning the process. I've did community organizing in the past, but never helping out with the march, and I participated previously in the years, and I thought it was so well organized all the time, and just a really great event. And we have a couple of community members wanting to step up and speak, and that's good to see, and it's just great to be involved, and I'm really grateful to be part of the organization and helping with this work.
Nicole, how many years how many years has this been going on? Because I don't know how long. I've gone to quite a few of them.
Yeah, I was trying to think about that too. I think this is the 8th or 9th one. And it has grown quite a bit, because the first one was, I don't remember how many years ago it was now, but it was cold that year. It was like 25 below.
Wow. And
there was about 150 people that showed up. And it was organized by Renan Goodrich from the Native Lives Matter Coalition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then when she moved up to the Duluth area, we took over the organizing. We were co-sponsoring it until she moved. And if you remember, in 2020, we had over 2,000 people there.
Oh, yeah.
It has grown so much. And it's so great to, you know, to really, like, take up space in the streets. And you know, one of the stories that we heard when we were doing our Garden of Truth research was a woman told us that a sex buyer said to her, "I thought we killed all of you."
Hmm.
And so this is our way to take up space in the streets, to show people that we're not only still here, but we're still here and we're fighting for justice. And we want to make sure that we are seen and that we are safe and our relatives are safe. And we want to, you know, put the names and the faces out of our relatives who are still missing. And we want to push on people in the areas of justice to ensure that we have justice for people who've been murdered and still haven't had, any response to what has happened, or maybe don't know what happened. So this is a day for all of that, and a day to remember them. And, you know, again, I think many of us have someone, you know, when I ask people to call out the name of those loved ones, of our relatives, I know that there's not anyone in that crowd that doesn't have one person's name in mind.
Yeah. And, you know, I know each year there is somebody that they have no hide nor tail what happened to this person. And it's been 10, 15 years. And it's shattering. It's shattering. And, you know, and I think since you've had this, we've had the, all our relatives being found, the boarding school graves and things like that. And it's just, it gets to be too much, at times. And so this is kind of a celebration too, because I know when I was teaching high school, we'd bring our students down to give them a taste of community and what really community is, Nicole.
Yeah, I think it is really exciting. And we have, We have a lot of young people that, you know, attend these events, which is incredible because I think our young people are, you know, just doing such incredible and amazing things. And it is a celebration. Since 2020, we submitted the task force work officially wrapped up, and we submitted our report to the legislature, and we got the bill passed for the very first MMIR office in the country. Like, that's the very first one with permanent funding, right? Like, the funding doesn't sunset. We have permanent funding so that it can continue. Sadly, the director is unable to make it because she will be on medical leave. But, you know, it's exciting. We have a lot of things to celebrate and more things that need to, you know, we need to keep working on. But we do have a lot to celebrate. We're also the first in the nation to have a missing and murdered African-American women's task force, which is incredible. So the ways that we can, you know, I hope we can continue to build on that and to support each other and always make sure we're in solidarity with each other.
Yeah, really good point. And I know Ogama is coming down from the deep north with her young one. And just to experience that as a young person, and I mean really young, because Ogama just had a baby about, 7 months ago, Ogama?
She'll actually be one next month. She just turned 11 months today, actually. So she's 11 months old. But yeah, she will have that experience early. And I think that is something that is important. And my oldest will likely come next year, depending on what day of the week it falls on. It's kind of a hard event sometimes because there's school on that day.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, you know, one of the things, too, we always talk about how important these elections are and getting the lieutenant governor in there, Heather Keeler, Mary Kunish, who's they've all been on the show, all our Native people, to have representation is just where it's at. And so it just amplifies when we have groups and organizations like you and marches like this. That it's so important to have representation, and these elections do matter.
Oh, they really do. Our elections absolutely matter. It really matters. We've been able to get so much work done because we have people in the legislature that are fighting for it to happen, that keep pushing for it to happen. And to have, you know, someone, you know, the lieutenant governor who's working hard to make sure that our issues don't get forgotten, that really matters. And we have a new, you know, Native legislator this year, Alicia Kozlowski. Representative Kozlowski. It's exciting. It's really exciting to see, you know, how much it's growing. And I can't wait to see how many more, you know, we'll have as we have more and more elections. But it does matter. And it matters to the young people who see, you know, Lieutenant Governor, who see, you know, Representative Kunish and Representative Keeler, and can see themselves there.
Right.
I think that matters.
It really matters. And when I was a high school teacher, I always thanked them and thanked the Lieutenant Governor about doing what they're doing, because we know how difficult and at times traumatic. She talks about spaces that are non-welcoming to our people. And we just have to really applaud and support whatever way we can. And she, the lieutenant governor, really supports the community. And I know she gives us a report every 2 weeks, a 10-minute segment, and it's just a positive what's happening. And now we have the trifecta, and we can get things and have been getting things done here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And there's some exciting bills on that are moving right now, including, you know, restoring voting rights, you know, for people coming out of incarceration, and our Native people have high rates of incarceration. So, you know, I think that's great to be able to restore their voting rights and to make sure that they still have a voice and to let people know that they're still valued.
Well, I'm talking too much. I want to get Nada involved here a little bit. Nada, we're totally excited that you're on the team here, because I know with Nicole's leadership over these years, and I didn't realize it was that long, Nicole. You must have started when you were 10.
Totally.
that your organization is the real deal, and I don't know. I just feel like it's whenever I'm around Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, whether they're tabling somewhere or an event like this, it's good medicine. It's really good medicine.
It is. They're so inspiring. I've been, you know, just watching them along the way in the community, and they're just so inspiring. And then when I work with people in the community too, and I get so much good feedback and everything, and they just, everyone knows Nicole, and it's so good, and it's just a great organization. I'm glad I'm with them right now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ogama, do you have any questions or comments? We want to talk about the event Tuesday, and then let these people back to their lives. Oh,
yeah. Has anyone checked the weather? Is it going to be 25 below again, Nicole?
I don't believe it's going to be 20. I looked, and I think it's going to be Minnesota warm. So I think it's going to be in the 30s.
All right, I'll take that heat wave.
Yes, it's been, I see people out with no jackets, right? Tuesday is a high of 40.
Yes. So it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be good. And with all the people, you stay warm, you do, you know? Yeah. You're all, a lot of people there, so it'll be good.
Ogama, before we let him go, let's give him a shout out where this is going to be, what time, and then I'll be there as a representative of Ho-Chunk Nation and supporting this.
Yep. So the 2023 MMIWR March is February 14th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at East Phillips Park in Minneapolis, 2307 17th Avenue South. And if you're looking to support the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, head on over to MUSAC.org, and they've got a big red donate button in the top right. If you've got any spare change, they'll make good use of it.
Wow, you too, Nicole. It's always an honor and a pleasure. Great to see you, and I can't wait to see you too on Tuesday.
Good to see you too. Make sure you wear red.
Absolutely. That's a good point too. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Nada. And we'll be back after this short break. You are listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Ho-wa.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Metro State University invites you to explore how to grow your knowledge and advance in your career at their graduate program's preview day, Saturday, February 11th. Learn about more than 25 master's degrees, graduate certificates, and doctoral degree programs. Meet our extraordinary faculty and discover resources available to help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/previewday. Change the world your way. Metro State University.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pini Gigi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
It was brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, that was awesome. It was great to see Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and so much to talk about. I can't wait for this event. And I think the last year, Ogama, there was snow and it was chilly, but it was awesome because it was those big kind of humid snowflakes that land on you and look pretty.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't remember if I was at that one or the one before it or both, but I know that the first time that I went, I brought a friend with me, and she's an ally. She's a non-Native person. And she talked about it the whole way home, about how powerful the event was and how welcome she felt while she was there, and how she couldn't believe that there had been nothing done for so many of these people, for so many of these relatives and their families that are still, you know, using their own funds and their own energy and breaking their own hearts, repeatedly asking for help and not receiving it from a number of agencies because of jurisdiction or because, you know, maybe they don't believe that person, you know, was taken or is missing. They think they ran away. And having to have those conversations with her and explaining to her something to the effect of what Minnesota State Representative Heather Keeler has said on air on our show before, and having to explain to her as a close friend of mine, if I ever go missing, I did not go willingly. I would not leave my family. I would not leave my children. I would not leave without telling somebody where I was going. So if I am ever missing, please advocate for me that I did not run away. And as a Native mother and a Native woman, I think a lot of us feel that way, that we have to make those kinds of those statements to people that we know so that in the event something were to happen to us, we would have that on the record somewhere.
Right, exactly. Good point. And before we get deeper in this discussion, Ogama, I just want to go prayers out to our relatives in Turkey and Syria, where now 12,000 people have died from this earthquake, and that's an unbelievable amount just to think about. 12,000, and they're still looking, and there's still survivors, and of course, still people in this. So we're world people too, you know. We talk a lot about Turtle Island, but we also put tobacco out for our relatives all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been listening to some coverage on that, and I was kind of hoping for the numbers to level off, to give, you know, a kind of touch-base report on the earthquake, and all day long those numbers have just been crawling up. I can't even imagine. I've heard some reports and seen some images come through, and that entire country and that entire community there is in absolute shambles. It's like a war zone, and it's just so much suffering.
You know, we talk about, and I didn't get to deep with this on Nicole, with Nicole, I should say, excuse me. But I know there's a broader sense, too, of missing Native Americans, missing relatives, where, you know, the 60s scoop and the adoption, which I was a part of, I was adopted out. Those people are missing, too, and in a different way, but they are missing, Ogama.
Absolutely. I consider people to have been abducted or who are placed into the foster care system, you know, against their will or not placed properly with family members. It needs to be, you know, reiterated to people that those people are missing. Those people are no longer able to connect with their community. And many of the children from the boarding schools are missing and murdered relatives as well.
Right, exactly. So it is a celebration. And I guess as we end the show, Ogama, I would really want to invite everyone out. This is not just a Native American gathering weather, but there's many Native Americans, and I believe there was over 2,000 last time we were there. It was unbelievable. Yeah, like Jason says there, we need to support ICWA when it comes to those things, Ogama.
Well, and I want to remind our relatives, our allies, that if they can do it to us, they can do it to you. Right. So this is not just a Native issue. This is not just something that affects Native people. Yes, Native women are kidnapped, murdered, or, you know, sexually assaulted at a higher rate than just about everybody else in the country. But it could be you. It could be your relative. It's likely somebody that you know. If you're an ally, you know somebody who's Native, and they likely know somebody who's gone missing, been murdered, or is still missing.
You know, not being from Duluth or Lake Superior area, hearing about that probably about 6 or 7 years ago, where our relatives would disappear on these boats and never be seen again. And mm-hmm. When we heard about people escaping from these foreign boats that pull up to the Lake Superior and jumping over, and and they were throwing people over the boat after they had their way or used and abused them. So that's a whole nother story. It's just insane that it goes in the line of people don't think that we're dinosaurs. People don't think we're real people, and they can throw us away and be mean and use us any way they want, Ogama.
Right. And, it's also worth noting that no matter where you live in the country, sex trafficking is a huge problem. Human trafficking, sex trafficking is a huge problem. And learn to spot some of those signs. People who avoid eye contact, social interaction, or seeming to, they talk really scripted or seem really rehearsed in a reaction. Appear malnourished or showing signs of physical injuries or abuse, wearing clothing that doesn't match the season. Like right now in Minnesota, wow. It's very cold, and your clothes, maybe on that person, your clothes are warm and that person's wearing something, very light or perhaps ripped or torn. Looking for those signs of human trafficking and making reports when you can. And also, Jason just said to remember what your children are wearing and have a safe word and those code words with your children as well.
Yeah, wow. Really really good reminder there. And Ogama, again, I think we'll be hearing, and you said it very well, and State Representative here in Minnesota, Heather Keeler, said it so well, it just kind of blew my mind, is that, I will never leave you. If I'm gone, look for me, because I would never leave, her children. And wow, that was that heartfelt when I heard her first say that. It just kind of knocked me over that, yes, you have to have that talk, just like our relatives. And we have to have that talk about being pulled over, too, just as our brown and black BIPOC relatives do, too.
And I'm the mother of an almost 10-year-old daughter now, and I have to have that conversation with her about warning signs and strange behavior and people, even people that you trust. A lot of times people who are, abused sexually or, are taken by somebody, it's somebody that they knew most of the time. So, teaching your children to recognize strange behavior, even in people that they know.
Wow, you know what? It's sad but true, but that's a really, really, really good point. And those are things like predators within our own community, and I don't think we talk about enough, along with relatives or people that we do know that are acting weird. And we just have to be on the alert for our young ones and our women and our two-spirits and everybody.
Absolutely. It's important to remember those calls that we have, in our spirits, to be a community and to not, stay out of that crabs in the bucket mentality. When it comes to somebody else and something strange happening, make the call. Do something.
Right on. Hey, thanks, Ogama. Great job today, as always. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And I just want to say, if you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. You know what?
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.